I'm feeling unreasonably frustrated in a number of my relationships, and I for sure know that it's my relationship to these relationships that is where the unnecessary pain is coming from.
Actually, we would say it's very simple. You're projecting what you think things mean onto other people and then deciding you don't like what that is. Okay, so here's the simple thing to do. Every time you notice that you're feeling frustrated in, quote unquote, this relationship, what you want to do is let yourself feel the frustration or decide that whatever it is that you're projecting onto them and whatever it is that you think they're doing isn't really true. It can't be true, in fact, because the frustration is the indicator of its lack of truth. Truth with a capital T. Factual truth we're not interested in. Factual truth, just comes and goes and blows in the wind. So factual truth, what they did or what they said is irrelevant. We understand why you make it very, very relevant, why you try to make it relevant, but it's frustrating to try to make it relevant because then you decide there's a problem, but then you realize you can't solve the problem, so what are you going to do? You're frustrated. But the frustration isn't in what they're doing, it's in what you're doing. And the simple, 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 simple thing here is as you let them be assholes, difficult, uncaring, unloving, mean, evil, hateful, as you let them be whatever it is that you're projecting onto them, as you let them be that, as you let them have opinions different than yours, what ends up happening is you begin to realize that you don't care. And then the whole thing shifts. The dynamic changes. You understand that?
I think so. I mean, the piece I guess I don't quite understand is if I'm frustrated with somebody and I either let myself feel those feelings or just realize that it's not it's not the truth, well, the big truth. How does that affect my relationship to the relationship?
That is you. That's exactly
Oh,
you
is
working the
my relate?
relationship.
Okay,
That's
okay,
what you're doing.
okay.
Because what you're doing, right? See, again, when we say you're projecting your idea of what they're doing and what it means onto them, you're not projecting it onto them because you don't know who they are. You're
Right, I
projecting
definitely.
it on.
Yeah.
Right. So all you're really doing here is just sorting out how you feel, because that's where all the power is.
Right. Okay, that's good.
The
Yeah.
essence of who you are and the essence of who the other person is, because they're the same, they never touch. You could imagine that there's sort of this thing in between you, but it's not a barrier. What it does is it establishes the differentiation. It's so subtle, though, you don't see a line other than you know, in physical terms, if you hug someone, you don't melt into them. Your skin doesn't start to like blend into their skin. So your bodies, which of course are your bodies, are irrelevant. Your bodies are just placeholders. They're just sort of tags and markers. They don't really mean anything other than the fact that they're quite capable of pleasure, and that's always a very delicious and wonderful thing. But, whether it's holding someone's hand or seeing someone that you really like to see or listening to someone laugh or whatever it is, whatever it may be. However, the essence of who you are doesn't ever touch the essence of who the other person is because you're both the same thing. You're both pure, unconditional love. So when you see a rainbow in the sky and you try to, in your mind, you try to draw a line between, let's say, the orange and the yellow, you can't, because if you look at it really closely, if it's a particularly bright one, and you look at it closely, you'll see that what you just see are gradations of color. And you can't ever parse them down to individual pieces. It's not like a computer screen, which is made of pixels. it's actually just this broad spectrum, and it goes from one side, the infrared to the ultraviolet on the other side. But you're seeing light through a prism, through the prism of water, essentially. And that's how you are seeing the rainbow. But they, red isn't orange, and orange isn't yellow, and yellow isn't green. They do stand distinguished, and in any two slivers, you can see a difference. And they're not folded in. There is a distinction, but you can't see the boundary. You can't see the barrier. But there is one, but there isn't one. And so we know this metaphor isn't a straight line. Oh, that's what this means. Your bodies are not what you're relating to. It's not your body relates to that person's body. You know, they smile at you, you smile back. Or they smile at you, you feel happy, and you smile back. Their smile isn't what you're really looking for, even though at times that's what it feels like. The sound of their voice over the telephone isn't what you're really looking for, although you can very much convince yourself that that's what you're looking for. The presence of their personage, their physical presence in your physical presence, that's
yeah.
what you think you're looking for, but it isn't what you're looking for. You have what you're looking for. That's why you're frustrated, because you're turning your attention to a place in a way that doesn't help you. And so it doesn't feel very good. It's not supposed to feel good. And you're not going to fix this problem. You're just going to decide that it isn't a problem, either by plunging into the depths of it, letting that wash over you and flow through you, and letting the thought evolve, or turning your attention to something else and letting it evolve on its own. And you'll know at the right time and the right way which one is better.
Yeah. Excellent. That feels so much better. Thank you.
Very good. And we thank you. Very, very, very powerful indeed.